I don't want to be told by master. How can you tell me that the breakfast is going to the wrong room? It's coming. You also went to the wrong room. My apologies. Okay. We look at the set of minutes, members. If you agree with me, let's go to the minutes. Members will serve themselves as soon as privileges come. You take your time. But we'll have a working session, because we're not going to speak anymore. It's already taken some of our time. The first set of minutes that is before us is on the 28th of February, 2007. When we had the department for us, you remember? They were supposed to place us on N2 Gateway, but subsequent to that, they were saying they were not ready, and we allowed departments to brief us on the other pilot projects around South Africa. And the areas that we brought before us were Northwest, Free State, KZN. And then the department then went to N2 Gateway, which is within Cape, the National Park Project. Were members able to peruse the minutes on their own? But one needs to read through quickly because they're not that long. Mr. Stain? Must I read through? Does Mr. Stain's hand on? Over to you, sir.
Chair, I just wanted to say I have had an opportunity to look at some of these minutes. I have conveyed some of the corrections that I felt through to the committee secretary. All I want to emphasize is that I'm not in a position to check, and I doubt if many of us are, to actually check where there's values, money involved, and units of housing. One would have to refer back to the presentation. So in that regard, I cannot confirm, and I'd just like to emphasize that the committee secretary must just make sure that the way we refer to 5,000 units, for example, that it is what was in the presentation. Thank you, Chair.
I was able to check through these minutes, not all of them, of course, but up to the point of, I think, let's do, up to what point is it going to be?
Until the second
of August. May. Okay. All right. Let's then go through these ones on the pilot projects. You can see that Mr. Wallace briefed the committee on projects that are in the Northwest Free State KZN, and he apologized for documents that were not available, but promised to forward them to the committee secretary. In Northwest, there are two pilot projects, in Kanana and Rustenburg. In Kanana, there are problems with projects which the MEC is trying to resolve. The minister is communicating with the municipality about the problem, and the contractor is to be cancelled. Okay? In Rustenburg, the project is an integrated development, recycled service and completed units. But there are pending court cases due to the escalation in the cost of materials, in the cost of building material, I suppose. The contractor is not able to build 40 square meter units as approved, but instead 60 square meter. No. Page 2 of the minutes, the set of minutes, page 2. Yes. It says briefing by Mr. J. Wallace and other pilot projects. I went straight to the pilot projects. You know where I am? Now, I just did the Northwest. You can see that's the brief report. You understand? That was the synopsis. And if you remember, even in terms of Northwest, we felt that that was not a suffice report, because it doesn't detail what happened, but it is clear that the pilot projects are not really off the ground as much as we wanted. And the 500 unit one, it was like a greenfield project, if you remember. Okay, so let's go to Free State. Because here we're not dealing with these issues, but we're approving the minutes as presented to us as a committee. So in getting details to these issues, we'll have to go back on our own single account, what has been brought before us. Mr. Bula, we welcome you to the committee. I hope to see you stay with us. I know you've got lots of work. You're overstressed. In Free State, the Mangawu project was divided into three phases. Phase one is for middle income earners with 1.2 cents and all sold out. Phase two has 2.8 cents with a number of business sites. Three sites for schools and three sites for municipal use. Phase three is the extension of phase two and a 3.2 residential site, of which 95% of the land has been acquired. The remaining 5% is under negotiation with private owners. So it could be finalized by, which means this year, March, financial year, and will cost about 3 million. We doubt very much that is true. I mean, it can't be finalized this year. So much lot of work. So you know how they come and convince us of something that has done the case. In case that end, the project is, because we just need to follow up. I mean, that's what they said to us. We just need to follow up. In KwaZulu-Natal, the project is a slum clearance project that consists of 16 different areas in Durban with 2.17 residents. It consists of double and single units, and funding of 47 million has been approved. No, it doesn't make sense. There are, no, it can't be 47 million, million for so 16 different areas, unless we are not told what's happening in other areas. You know, that cost of 47 million, it can't be only for 2.1. It could be for all other projects related, 16 projects. There are 957 houses completed and handed over, and 100 under construction. The civil works for the remainder of about 80% is complete. So let's go to the central gateway. Is there any hand? Not yet. Mr. Chalker placed the committee on the purpose of the central gateway project and its achievements and challenges. He said the purpose of the pilot project is to test the BNG principles, and especially with regard to BNG housing topology and mix in terms of medium to high density and the beneficial target group mix. That makes sense. The project aimed at addressing the immediate housing and development needs of the communities located in targeted areas bordering into between Cape Town and International Airport and the city center, and to fast track planning delivery and funding of integrated sustainable human settlements. This project is aimed at creating 25.7 units and related park link and social infrastructure by 2010, with a total of cost of 3.4 million. No, it can be. The beneficiaries are the communities who are in the informal settlement and the yet dwellers, such as Langa Kukuleti Pokumakere. If the project was costing 3.4 million, we wouldn't have such a high value, because that would be too little. 3.4 million can't cost that much. Yes, sir.
Yeah. There should either be 3.4 billion or 3,418 million.
In phase one, 705 flats have been completed and 960 are occupied. In phase two, 536 units will be bonded houses. An agreement has been reached with FND for finance. In phase three, town planning approval is awaited pending the land availability agreement. Challenges and projects. The resistance of existing residents to relocate to TRA is a problem. Finalization of long-term lease agreement with the city of Cape Town also continues to be a problem. Just 7 to 9 projects. In Delft, the sites are serviced and temporary TRAs are available. UIST contracts are signed with Subambisana for the servicing of the entire Delft 7 to 9 projects. Municipal infrastructure grant approved and under construction. Challenges. Land under the Libre Agreement is pending from the City of Cape Town with MEC and the Mayor. The consortia top structure cost is too high and must be reduced and designed by its village. Escalation in building material costs will require additional funding after 1st of April 2007 by National Department of Housing. Additional funding is applied for from the Department of Provincial and Local Government by National Department to assist in that process. The application of TRA is also a challenge. There are 6.2 units and the town planning has been approved. Most sites are serviced and others are at the foundation level. And the land availability is looked at. The DG acknowledged that they are not focused in supporting provinces in dealing with the problem, but they have restructured the department in such a way that they are now chief directors with capacity who are responsible for the project in all provinces. He promised that Eastern Cape report will be ready and be forwarded to the committee for recommendation. The committee agreed to call all role players in the N2 Gateway project together in order to get a summary of delivery. The committee requested the department to draft a national template on N2 Gateway project and other similar projects like Cosmos City in Johannesburg with time frames so that it can be monitored easily. The committee wanted a report on what kind of assistance the department made for the 26 Rebok Makeri because they were meant to benefit from N2 Gateway project. The committee chairperson announced that the committee will be in the Eastern Cape, after the municipality from the 2nd to the 11th of May for the house built and in diesel. Chairperson invited the official from the Department of Housing to be available with the minister and assist in that project. The minister adjourned at 1 o'clock. Yes, say Mr. Schneeman.
Chair, my apologies for coming late, but it seems like there's a page missing here. I've got page 3, and then it goes to page 5.
Dispense with that, and then after that we go to the other set of minutes. We don't complete this one until we get another page. Or what you could do is go straight to the other set of minutes and leave this one until they are complete. Do you agree with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let members take their food and sit down. Colleagues, do that first because we want to start the meeting. And we have observed with concern that your office is failing us. We are not going to tolerate this. Because before copies come to the committee, you need to check. Checking page is not a lot of work to do. Just remove the names from the people who don't attend this committee. And give those who attend committee day whatever needs to be given. Just remove the name. Because I think just initially the ministry. Members, then we have the extra copy. This page 4. I haven't seen it called on the page we have the
page.
Yes, okay, thanks. Yes, the copy is here. Thank you. Members, we have noted we have heard of the passing away of Mr. John Gomomo, Honourable Member John Gomomo, yesterday, and I think that's a Member of Parliament. It would be appropriate for us to stand up and offer the moment of silence. Will the committee convey its condolences to the family? Okay. Members, we were at stage 3, where we spoke about Delft Symphony, and then from there, we're supposed to go straight to the challenges, which is the electricity connections. We're seeing as a problem. New rest. There are 1.5 sites in total. Some are serviced, other unserviced. Stands unoccupied and ready for construction. Construction will commence on 6th of March. Consolidated subsidy are already approved. And the project has been established. Deliberations by the committee were as follows. The committee wanted to know whether the city has built any house in this project. Why the National Department of Health is not focused? Suppose you have people in all provinces who report from time to time to the department on problems and achievements. What are the hiccups in the releasing of land? Why the department is encouraging standalone units instead of high density units? Whether the National Department of Housing can do maps on the N2 projects? Whether there are any resolutions to the challenges mentioned, whether there is enough funding for 2007-2008, which means for last year, what criteria is used to allocate houses to beneficiaries, what does the National Department of Housing mean about the 45 days, 400 houses. You remember they said they want to meet that target. The response from the department was followed. The
province is obliged to put on the website funds for the project
for the next 3 years. The minister and the director general have negotiated for more funds with treasury, and 72 million was made available for the project. However, the land availability is a stumbling block and seriously affecting the progress in this regard. The business plan and memorandum of understanding has been given to the state law advisors for the mayor. This is about the N2 gateway to sign and release the land. The city holds the land and the title deeds for the project. The NDO has instructed the contractor to go to the site and start clearing up. The DG promised to make maps available for the committee. Said that in high density houses, there is resistance to move in as beneficiary prefer standalone houses. The criterion for allocation of is when 100 units are finished, they are then given to the beneficiaries, starting with the elderly and the sick. The DG said the service provider is going to build 400 houses in 45 days, as agreed with the department. The funding of amount of 372 million for this project is enough and ring fence for the development. The challenges that are hindering the progress in this project were all taken care of. The National Department of Health is negotiating with the Department of Mineral and Energy to start installing electricity in this area, and the availability of land is also looked at. The DG acknowledged that they are not focused in supporting provinces in dealing with the problems, but they have restructured the department in such a way that they are now two directors with capacity who are responsible for the project in all provinces. He promised that the Eastern Cape report will be ready and be forwarded to the committee. The recommendations. The committee agreed to call on all role players to graduate together in order to set a summary of deliverance. The committee requested the government to draft a national template on N2 Gateway project and other projects like Cosmos City in Johannesburg. The time frame so that it can be monitored easily. The committee wanted a report on what kind of assistance the department made for the fix of Makiri because they were meant to benefit from N2 Gateway project. The committee chair has announced that the committee will be in the Eastern Cape after the government party from the 2nd to the 11th of May for the House build and in diesel. Chairperson officials from the National Department of Housing to be available with the minister and assist in the project. But this, what the minutes of that meeting were, comrades? Members? Apart from typographical errors, is there anything in content that you think to have misrepresented or whatever by the secretary, committee secretary? Yes, Mr. Chen? Starting from page 2. If there's anything on attendance, you can say so. I think it was fine. Yes.
Chair, obviously just on page 3, that's 3.48 billion.
Okay.
And you're going to finish page 3 before we continue?
Yes.
Or can I? Okay. And then just on page 14, there's just one thing. On the very last paragraph, the first sentence, I actually think the funding of an amount of 372 million for this project is enough and ring-fenced. I think we should actually take out enough and put in available. That was a rollover, and so the money is available and ring-fenced. And that's all from my section.
Chancellor, I think on page 4, on that the deliberations by the committee, I think on bullet number 1, 2, 3, 4 from the bottom, we rather put it as whether there are solutions, not resolutions, solutions to the challenges mentioned. Thank you. I was saying let's move for the adoption.
Mr. Mabena moved for the adoption and was seconded by Mr. Faye. The oversight report of the Western Cape was not available and could not be adopted. The leader of the delegation to that province, Mr. Schneeman, proposed that a team be tasked or appointed to deal with the report. The committee nominated and tasked the following members for the drafting of the report: Mr. Schneeman, Mr. Zhao, Mr. Mabena, and the committee secretary. The committee agreed that the draft report should be available for consideration at the next scheduled meeting. The minutes of the 14th were adopted and with amendments. They moved for adoption and seconded by Mabena. Minutes of the 21st of April were adopted with amendments. And Kize moved for adoption and was seconded by Chikunga. Okay? Yes, that is as far as these minutes are concerned. They are very brief, they're straightforward. Is there any problem with these minutes, members? Yes, Mr. Steng for adoption. Seconded by Baba Mkize. Thank you. Member, can you dispense with those set of minutes as well? We have a set of minutes of the 22nd of April. Okay. The portfolio committee on housing. Okay. Let's go straight to the minutes. You remember this is the meeting that we had on Sunday at the hotel with the UN envoy. Okay. The chairperson welcomed everyone present and declared the meeting officially open. She explained the origins of the visit, stating that it emanated from the appointment of the special rapporteur by the Commission Resolution 2009. I don't know. Whose mandate is focused on the adequate housing as a component of the right to adequate standards of living. She expressed appreciation to the committee for the meeting and secretary, special rapporteur. Special rapporteur, SR, not ST, stating that the interaction was long overdue. Chairperson gave special rapporteur an opportunity to share with committee his findings on the investigation that he has conducted so thus far. I've noted, members, that in these minutes, there's nothing that this rapporteur said which has been reflected. And I've asked the committee secretary to go back and get even if it's two or three points of the rapporteur's observation. Remember, he went to Kotsado or to the other houses here. It's about three or four points. I remember he spoke, of course, he was talking from off the cuff. But there were even misclippings in terms of his visit. You remember that. So if those points can be put here in a point form, it will be useful to know those concerns that they've identified. It was agreed that the committee should then present the special rapporteur what they have done in addressing the question of adequate housing. And then they would jointly look at the areas that needed further clarification and attention. After the presentation, the special rapporteur would then be in a position to give the recommendation based on what he has gathered in his interaction with the authorities affected and what the committee had presented to him. So this is what we presented to him, members. Challenges faced the South African government. The committee's focus on the following areas. We said this is what we are doing in South Africa. Challenges and redress strategies. The backlog that we spoke of, the focus on housing delivery in South Africa when it was formulated, started with the white paper, but based on quantity needed to eradicate the housing backlog within 5 years. As a result, the quality suffered a great deal. The government and the state was faced with challenge to undo harm caused and to reverse the legacy left by apartheid regime. Unfortunately, poor quality house produced also contributed to the housing backlog. Redress. Government introduced a number of policy frameworks to address the causes of housing backlog. The National Housing Code was implemented to give more clarity on the roles and responsibilities of the sphere of government in respect of housing. The code also ensures that housing activities are aligned with the framework of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. The issue of unlawful occupation of the land issue, the delays in land approval and the pre-approval periods, lack of clear eviction guidelines and loopholes within the PIE Act that promulgate unfair eviction and abuse. The issue of redress, rural housing policy has been adopted to cater for housing needs for farm workers and households. Temporary accommodation is being provided relative to eviction and to the fire and flood victims. Shortage of land, they were also highlighted. I don't think we should read them. Do you agree that we don't have to read these things? Must I read? Okay, thank you. So, can you approve this report and agree what I've said in terms of the points should be included? So we approve this minutes with inclusion of those points from the special report here. In the name of the official quarter, must return that. What was it? Which was present?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The official, okay. Okay. Members, let's see.
It's not related to these minutes, but there was actually an official report which was released by Mr. Kagari to, and it was presented to the United Nations. It might not be a bad idea if we were able to get the committee section to access that report and to distribute it to everybody. I got mine on email, and I read it on email, but not everybody may have seen it. And it may be of benefit to the committee if that report is distributed.
Thanks, member. I think we put that request to the committee section to research, but for research purposes, combine one that report. Okay. Yes, Mr. Stein, move for adoption of the report and this agenda, Mr. Schneeman. The move for the second one. All right, members, then we also have a member of the committee, which is Madame Chikunga, who also lost her husband during this and we want the committee to observe that. It is important that she be done it so that we could do it. Thank you, members. Members, then we move to minutes of the 22nd of May. These minutes were minutes of our engagement with the MEC. Remember that those meant to be public hearings, and as usual, those MECs didn't sign up. And the only MEC we turned up was the MEC from Free State, Masurek. So those are the minutes of that engagement, members. Okay. Okay. Happy to welcome everyone present in Masurek from Free State, who was the only MEC attended. The chairman also thanked the departments for coming to the committee on their budget and their financial performance. And she handed over MEC. She handed over to the MEC to present his expenditure and budget. The HOD provided details of the province's land program and budget for 2007-2008. Reported that a total of 11,000 units were completed during this year against a target of 12,000 units. The province's total housing grant allocation for the previous year amounted to 528.6 million, of which 526.4 was spent. An amount of 6.2 million was rolled over from 2005-2006 and included in the human settlement grant for 2006-2007 of 9.4 million. Earlier, the department had all the names of the beneficiaries of the PHP on record. Only that an amount of 340.33 million is in respect of that project and was included in this. He explained that the reason for the cash flow deviation during the last quarter of the year was as a result of the policy choices that were made by the department. He presented the department's business plan for 2007-2008 and listed the amount allocated for each program. The total of housing grant allocated amounted to 653.284, of which 516.8 was in respect of the remaining commitments from 2006-2007, and 68 million was allocated to the business plan commitments. The amount of 67.913 million was available for 2007-2008. They do mention that the challenges facing the department in terms of the service delivery, as well as the action taken to address those challenges. The lack of technical inspectors in the department, the quality of construction and the implementation, I think the poor quality of construction, the implementation of guidelines and policy framework for finance. linked individual subsidies were not yet finalized. Sorry. I wanted to say that in the policy framework for the finance linked individual subsidies. I don't understand this. And finance linked individual, what is that? Does it make sense to members? It is nothing like a finance linked individual subsidy. Did it come from minutes? Can you all remember what was said there? It's a process linked, yeah. It can't be a finance linked. It's a process linked subsidies. Yeah, you're right, remember. This was the best report. If you remember, Mafrika was coming from Germany or something, came in, and that HOD, and they came in, they were disagreeing with each other there in that meeting, but this is what finally they agreed to. Is there any person who have another view, who thinks other things were omitted during the presentation, to the brief presentation? Because you remember what we were looking at were the provinces who underspend. But the Free State was not one of them. At this at that point they were not underspending. Okay. And then we move to KZN. Remember KZN Umalofo wanted an apology for the NEC Mabuya Kulu who didn't come to the meeting due to prior arrangements. In his presentation, he mentioned that the province has a housing backlog of 950,000 in village types. It envisaged to eradicate slums by 2014, accelerate housing in rural areas, and hospital road development, strengthen the governance and service delivery, completion of block projects by 2007, create rental, I think not completion, supposed to be unblocking of block projects, create rental, social housing opportunities, ensuring job creation through housing sector and capacity building in municipalities. In 2006 and 7 financial year projects, the province has spent 1.2 million the financial year projection, In 2006 and 7 financial year projection, the province has spent 1.251,183 million divided into four programs. The assignment spend was 1.252724 million, slightly more than the allocated budget. The budget allocation for the current year, which is 2007-2008, was 1.520850 million. The government was expecting a donor funding from Flemish government for an amount of 156 million during this financial year. On the issue of the projects that are falling within the Eastern Cape due to demarcation, he said that the matter has been dealt with by the provincial heads and an agreement has been signed. Eastern Cape is going to rectify the damage made by the contractor in Maizatiana. So which means as the agreement of the KZN and Eastern Cape, it is the Eastern Cape responsibility to rectify Maizatiana. That was a signed agreement. Okay? Do you agree with this minutes? Can I dispense with them and go to Limpopo? Okay. The Limpopo, he mentioned that 12.366 houses were completed and the province was targeted 13.268. The province has trained 66 team fast staff in project management and they have signed a memorandum of understanding with Anglo Platina to construct 300 houses for the mine workers who were hostel dwellers. The province was challenged by the lack of capacity of contractors and that resulted in block projects. They are also faced with shortage of material supplies, planning, problems of planning and coordination, migration patterns, and lack of suitable land for housing development. Those plan to build 6,000 houses to upgrade current informal settlements and to complete 8.495 units in block projects, focusing mainly on upgrading 3.339 residential houses and also transfer them to owners at a cost of 8 million. Very cheap. In 2006 and 2007 financial year, the province spent 648,766 million against 651 million budget allocation. You also mentioned that the department has initiated. the department has undertaken intervention to other projects, not initiate intervention, to other challenges such as, he also mentioned that the department has identified the following challenges. It's identified challenges such as the introduction of contracting strategies to mix high capacitated contractors and emerging contractors. Emphasize the importance of Mr. Senior.
The paragraph you're reading now is actually not the challenge, but what they're doing to combat the challenge.
Okay. It's initiative intervention to deal with the challenges such as it began to address the challenges such as So we are talking about emphasizing the importance of forward planning to municipalities by identifying the land prior to the development, unblocking of growth projects, the development of housing chapter plans in municipalities, forming partnerships with private sector, acquisition of well allocated land for the development of integrated communities in Lephale, Polokwane and Palabora. Reported that Polokwane municipality was in the process of becoming accredited and the department was providing support for this process. Return report on expenditure was requested from the province to Mulukani as it was not presented from the province from Mulukani as it was not presented on paper. I think we did some presentation on transparency, but there was no return presentation. Are there any additions on this presentation, members, that you remember? No. But note that we said that these people did not give us the expenditure report in the return form. It's in case Mr. McLean, Superintendent General. Mr. J. Khaiba presented the budget. He told the committee that allocations for 2006-07 was 761,994. Million. The province has managed to spend 66,865,443 million, meaning that it was under expenditure of 1.25,128,557. The amount of 84 million is held by the National Department of Houses. The province was going to rectify for the contracted houses. Unspent 14.135 million was going to submit. Was going to be submitted back to the Treasury. The budget allocation of 2007-2008 was 1,525 million. The amount of 629.2 was allocated to the project link subsidies and 248 million allocated to informal settlement upgrading. Jim Zama mentioned that there were 1.5 block projects and 103 of them have been unblocked and the remaining ones will be unblocked by 31st of January 2008.
March.
Yeah, 31st of March 2008, sorry. An amount of 129 million is come there. He further told the committee that the new quantum of 554,000 was going to have impact in terms of slowing down on number of houses, where 15,000 will come from the MIG grant. In response to question raised, Mr. Mzama told the committee that the septic tanks and housing issues in Mount Elif and Mount Adel were going to be rectified. He further mentioned that the province had a policy to collect rent in place. I don't know what it means. The province was going to eradicate the backlog of 600 people living in tents and to hand over the title. We know not that this manner. None of this has happened. We all know that none of this has happened. With due respect to Mr. Mzama. Yourself followed by Mrs. Steen.
I think it is important to also put this that the Department of Housing from the Eastern Cape confirmed what the KZN was saying, because they confirmed, we asked them repeatedly that are they taking the responsibility, because there are those houses that in North End and the Zongwezi that are that there, and whether the design of those houses was questionable by the committee.
Mm-hmm.
So they took irresponsibility, those guys from the Eastern Cape. I think it must appear in this report. Yes.
So whilst I agree with my colleague here that we should put in a paragraph to that effect, I just want to make a plea here that I'm getting confused with the figures, the amounts. I think we need to adopt a format. Because if I look at this, 761,994,000,000, I don't think the way it's written there is correct. We should either just say 762 million, for example, or 761.9 million. If we put the other three, it's like when we say 54 million, we don't say 54 and six zeros, and then million. So, because it's getting confusing. We should adopt one way of putting it in the minutes and accept it throughout. And then on page 4, I just want to add a small word there that was just, we talk about, I'm reading from the second sentence, being unblocked, and the remaining ones will be unblocked by 31st of March 2008, an amount of, I propose it to just, I assume it is for an amount of 229 million. Because it just doesn't read, yeah. And there, for example, you know, we've got 129 million and it makes sense. It's not 129 and the six zeros or something.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry, Chair, is Zambuza going to formulate or you together with a paragraph to include the...
Yes, definitely.
Thank you.
Not in the same province. Okay, in 2006, we spent a budget of 104 million was allocated in the first of the interpretive housing in the United Nations. The expenditure for 2007 was 1.4 and the loan over the first of 50,000 was submitted to the federal. She mentioned that the department has appointed Melissa as the housing agency to assist the department in the implementation of housing projects. The problem that the department was hiring by lack of capacity. Provision was made to maintain the internal units and transfer ownership. 3.4
Again, I think the issue of numbers of schools is coming again in terms of the community. Maybe one of the things that is important is that because when we have this situation, the return report which are submitted by the department should be at the end of the report so that the kind of report could reflect that the direct reporting for the research, because in any case, you have the recording authority that you have, but it's important to reflect accurately the direct reporting for the
No, Chair, just two things really. In the first paragraph, that rollover request, I mean, that I imagine we've agreed to 60 million. Okay, so that's fine. In the second paragraph, last two lines, I think there's just a duplication. 24 were under construction for completion by March 2008. Three under construction will be completed by March 2008/2009. There's no difference.
Yeah. For instance, Chair, I didn't want to repeat what Comrade Greger said. I was just confused. The second paragraph, which is said, she reported that the art department was challenged by lack of capacity, non-performing contractors. But she also said that there were 2,295 houses, 2,295 houses were built against the target of 2,000, despite all these challenges. So I find it very much disturbing. How they have challenges, but they were able to deliver more than what was expected.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not sure if I agree with Honourable Mabena. I think, and obviously the committee secretary must confirm based on the written report, but I think what he said here, the way I read it is, they did have those challenges and then new service providers were appointed, and that was the result of the new service providers. That's the way I read it, Chair, but I may be wrong. Then also, just in terms of the point Greg raised, if one adds up the numbers here, the 25, 24, and 3, it does add up to the 52. And I think where the mistake possibly is, the last sentence should be March 2009. And I don't know why there were three specific that would be completed only next year, but that may very well be the situation. And if they can just confirm that. And then, Chair, just one thing that I want to raise that I think need to be confirmed as well. The provision is in the third paragraph. The provision was made to maintain 27 units and transfer ownership to 3,055 beneficiaries. I don't quite understand what they mean by maintaining 27 units. And perhaps if that could be confirmed from the presentations that were given. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, thanks, I'll support that this month to check more especially the issue of the legal action taken against the contractors. But I think we can remember our report, the delegation that went to Northern Cape. That was a challenge that was raised even in those meetings that we had. So I think it was just a mention that they are also having these challenges. But it has to be double checked.
So I will present to you, man. I keep into account the changes that the person has decided to say, you said, we two projects, the process, and checking the two. Those are the things we need. And this one on the issued by the Department for Contract and people below over of 2 million and 84 million for Jawom housing building. And the student budget was therefore 699 million. Department had managed to spend 696. Okay, on 778, the student budget was 766. Remember, I think we told you before,
Yeah, I want to go to Matati. I want to go to the tent. I want to ensure that the tent has. Yeah, but if they are crying this shepherd, and I'm sorry, with due respect, we have to check. Because these people come and lie here. People are not longer living in tents.
Okay, order. We'll go back to order. Members, can you strengthen and go to Gauteng? The province of gold, the province of people with brains who are in the committee. In 2006-2007, the province received 2 million. And it is just divided into 5 programs. The Cotisite grant for 2006-2007 received 1.7 million. In the Cotisite grant budget, an amount of 1.7 million was spent. In 2007-2008 budget allocation, the province received 2.6 million for 4 programs, and continental grant allocation amount of 2.1 million was received. The province is challenged by shortage of funds, material poor planning, and NHDRC involvement. We do not know what it meant by this NHDRC involvement. That was the question that we worried about yesterday, but we could not get any solution to it. She also mentioned that the department was challenged by lack of suitable land for development, linking beneficiaries to a housing subsidy, integrating of communities, increasing rental stock, finding alternative sources of additional funding, increasing capacity within the department, and finding alternatives. She told the committee that there was a budget set aside to rectify poorly constructed houses. They are waiting for quotations. Power provision was the problem, but they are negotiating with ESCOM. She told the committee, What? Am I reading fast?
Sorry, Chair. Sorry. Because they kind of just we put power cars in the way.
She told the committee that in Gauteng they have 60 hostels, and they were standing. Sorry, they were starting correcting. To be liveable. I said that this hostel, I gave you a correction yesterday. They were starting renovating the hostels. Okay? That's a program of housing. This group was to be demolished and to be finalized by 2008. Sibukeng and Alexander to be changed to family units. Mamelodi, Atrichville, and Kakhiso were to be upgraded. It was also challenged by lack of project managers. Who were taken by developers like Gautrain. So they can't compete with Gautrain in terms of paying the managers. They come in and they are taken to Gautrain. I think the Department of Transport must stop interfering with our housing. Greg?
Chair, I just want to get clarity here. I don't think this is correct that Deep Cliff is to be demolished. Deep Cliff is a suburb.
No, Deep Cliff Hostel.
Oh, hostel.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was querying. And then just also a spelling mistake on Sibukeng. It's supposed to be S-E-B-R.
S-E, yeah. This person is a proper speaking correct. She must write things right. S-E, Sibukeng, if you're right.
Mbona.
Yeah, Sibukeng. I didn't think this was the Kosa speaking. Who call you? Kosa thinks in Kosa, and Sibukeng is S-E. Greg is right. Sibukeng is Kosa speaking languages. Sibukeng, if you're writing it in Kosa, it would be S-I. But in the source is S-E. Okay, so
while we're on
this
subject, I think
Ethelene Joe will also start in Ethelene. Yes, definitely. It's got double T's. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ethelene. Double T. So, other than those corruption members, do you think we should dispense with this and go to Mpumalanga? Is there anything fundamental about how things that you think should be changed? Not really. This is a problem when you minutes, you do minutes, months after If we cannot remember, really, what happened. It's true, I'm sorry for that. Let's go to Mpumalanga. Yes, it's a deep hostel, because the proof is the whole area, you cannot say it must be demolished. It's an uproar. Mpumalanga province. Glad to speak for HOD. Ms. Mujapelo, Chief Director, represented the financial part of the province. Mujapelo, Chief Director, presented the financial part of the province. She reported that in 2007 financial year, the province received 330 million for housing conditional grants. The lack of appropriate staffing and skilled personnel was a challenge in the department. The province spent 329 million and it had some shortfall. Ms. Leko gave a background of the province as far as the challenges that they are facing. She told the committee that they have 12 pupil specialists who are appointed to assist the contractors. In 2007-2008 financial year, the province has allocated 5 to 5 million. In 2007-2008, the department has taken measures to identify main areas for housing delivery in the province. There was a shift in focus from smaller projects to larger scale deliverables. A big slice in the budget was set aside for land acquisition. The government was also in the position to complete some of the block projects and to accelerate delivery in slow moving projects. Ms. Lego commented that the concept of breaking ground policy presented a challenge to build new settlements. The issue was taken up with MEC at the housing unit. She requested the support of the committee in raising awareness among departments for the need to build new sustainable communities. She mentioned that the planned acquisition of land included in the budget was to allow for the completion of old houses, of old business. In terms of the report here, it's still it's a statement of intent other than reporting the facts about the problem. But then we need to interrogate with this presentation. Because if you remember, with Mpumalanga, they had a problem the previous year where they were not able. They exceeded spending, but there were no results in terms of what that money has been utilized for. So there were lots of problems about housing in Mpumalanga the previous year. So they were trying to rectify that. Can we go to the last province, which is my Western Cape? Ms. Majid gave an overview of the province. She told the committee that in integrated housing human settlement development grant for 2006-2007, the province received 598 million. Other funding was for HSRDP, which was 11 million, and disaster funding was 16 million. On the entry gateway, an amount of 372 was allocated in November 2006. An amount of 426 million was available for entry gateway projects and other major items, including 307 million that was earmarked for project-linked expenditure. So 5 million was allocated for the upgrading of informal settlement, 140 million allocated to consolidate projects. PHP received 78 million and 61 million was set aside for operational capacity development and disaster relief. She mentioned that in March 2007 the budget was allocated for housing grant was all spent successfully. In entry gateway, 146 million was spent and 226 million was rolled over. The actual delivery on March 2007 was 16.042 houses built and 18,543 sites serviced. But budget allocated for 2007-2008 housing grants was 748 million, of which 200 million was earmarked for N2 gateway. It gives a total amount of 948 million allocated to the province for this financial year. Mr. Asmith's director mentioned challenges facing the department as follows. Delays in awaiting approval of environmental impact assessment, lack of bus services capacity, particular sewage and water supply, problem with contractors and slow progress, invasion of newly built houses, the concern raised by members. Members raised a serious concern about lack of capacity to implement budgets in most municipalities, shortage of skilled staff like project managers and poor planning, as issues are affecting the delivery of houses in this country. The committee at the province is to resolve these issues. The standard and quality of construction and material use, the mechanism in place to unblock projects, the provision of social housing facilities, and the development of sustainable communities was also a concern. The invisibility of housing institutions in province where they were supposed to work and assist in the delivery of houses was also raised. The invisibility of housing institutions in provinces where they were supposed to work and assist in delivery of houses was also raised. Other issues raised were as follows. Contractors who are not performing, who do not complete their work within stipulated time frame, inadequate quality control, poor project management, poor monitoring of projects, lack of capacity of contractors, resulting in block projects, escalation in material prices, also hamper the delivery of housing. Do you agree? It's a shopping list, member. Yes, please.
Okay, just one correction under the Western Cape.
Thank you.
The 1, 2, 3, the fourth paragraph, we talk about where the budget allocated for 20708 was 748 million, and then we say of which 200 million was earmarked.
Yeah.
Which means the 200 is included in the 748. And the next sentence we say that gives the total amount.
Mm.
So it should be was 748 million and 200 million was earmarked.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Chair, I'd like to suggest that under the concerns raised by members, we make that bullet point 11.
Mm.
Because that is concerned of all the provinces. The way it is in the report, it appears as part of Western Cape only.
It's not, it's, yeah, sure.
Thank you.
The bulletin 11. Members, then, can we dispense with the minutes with all the corrections that have been given by the members of the committee? So we approve the minutes with amendments. Mr. Stain is removing, and Mama Sao is seconding. Honorable members. Let's we go to minute number 2 minutes of the 23rd of May. You must remember these are the minutes of the public hearings when we have the housing institution. This was Social Housing Foundation, Brian Moholo. NHBRC, Social Housing Foundation, NHSF, NHSC, NHBRC, Tubeli Shop, KHPT, RAF. Okay, let me start with this one. The presentation consisted just for Social Housing Foundation by Moholo. The presentation consists of the structure of the company, stakeholders, services, strategic objective, ISAP, and 2008-2009 budget. Social Housing Foundation was established as Section 21 company in 1997. Social Housing Foundation presented their budget for the financial year 2008, as well as expenditure of 2006 and 2007. He told the committee that during the 2006-2007 was a program for 10 million. Social Housing Foundation received 105 this amount is not clear here. Check what the 2000 Social Housing Foundation received for all implementation of the program monitoring and foundation projects, and set up assessment processes of social housing institutions. This was done in line with PFMA and federal guidelines. There was further funding received of 180 million for the program of 2007-2008. There were four programs awarded grants. Agreements were signed and disbursement had started, and post-implementation evaluations were in progress before 31st of March 2007. These were to Medical Gateway, where it was given 42.5 million. Mfundo was Signal Hill, which was given 22.0 million. I don't know this one. Soko Hillary Mkumban, 29.4 million. And Soko Linda House, 8.6 million. Those are the money that Social Housing Foundation has issued out. Just check this money that Social Housing Foundation received. How much money does Social Housing Foundation received? Because here it's not clear. Yeah. So they did the 205. We delete that 5. Let's go to Netta. Yes.
I'm a little bit embarrassed to say that I'm not too sure what those ISHP stands for. Now, I know we in the committee have often with the department in other cases we've seen before, criticizing for union excellence without the explanation. And perhaps we should, because we put Social Housing Foundation and then we put the acronym in back to the fourth one note. But the ISHP, I'm not sure what it is. And anybody else that's been to the fourth, it's not in house, we will not know what it is. So that's if we can get clarity on that. And then the next one is the improvement of 10 million in the stock. That must be the same.
Yes. The program for 10 million, what 10 million means is huge amount of money. 10 million is a lot. So what is that program for 10 million is very important. So we're saying here, we need the acronym IHSP, which I also don't know. We don't know what is it. I'm sure we knew it then when they were speaking, but we can't remember it now. And also the issue of the 10 million, what it was stand for. Okay? So can we move then with those two questions? NETA, Mr. Dibia, NETA is limited by an agreement. I don't understand why Social Housing Foundation has lots of money to do this allocation. Why in the first instance the Social Housing Foundation has 105 million? So do you think that the first thing supposed to be coming from National Housing Foundation, the Finance Corporation? Social Housing Foundation is meant for policy. That is our understanding. Why was given this amount? Or is it because now Social Housing Foundation is moved to the National Department and maybe it's a new, the beginning of the new function of the Social Housing Foundation? I'm sure we did ask those questions that day because it's a bit, not clear what's going on here. Okay. All right. The NETA is limited by an agreement. In 2006 and 2007 financial year, NETA's allocation was 52 million. And in 2007-2008, it was 69 million. Administration expenses were 26 million. NETA is financed to lend, and it lends to NHBRC members only. Funds that were made available in cash to lend were 310 million, and the budget was 468 million. There were 20,047 houses completed in 2006-2007, and 43,464 houses to be completed in 2007-2008. Contracts signed in 2006-2007 on subsidy and affordable housing were 74 and 77 verses. In 77 in terms of 8. This number, why is this so too little? The committee inquired about Nature's client location, as there was none in rural areas. The committee wanted to know whether Nature was going to relook at their mandate due to the environmental competition. Mr. De Beer told the committee that the people who need loans from Nature must be members of NSBRC to qualify. He further told the committee that Nature is an affordable market that needs to expand. It is an affordable market and that it needs to expand. Doesn't make sense. Do you want to say something?
Yes, Chair, I want to suggest that the first sentence and the last one, that it be re-looked at in terms of the presentation. Because Nurture is limited by agreement. I think we should expand on that. And then the last sentence, as you said, needs to be looked at.
Okay. Can we go to Servcon? Those two sentences. Servcon, acting CEO in the Kayam Bamban. Department of Housing is 100% owner of Servcon Housing Solutions. In 2007, Servcon spent 197 million. In city development, Servcon spent 16 million. In 2007, 2008 allocation for Servcon was 210 million. Houses constructed and occupied as towards the end of March 2007 were 196 million. Challenges. A sizable number of beneficiaries approved for housing were not occupants of those houses. A sizable number of approved beneficiaries continuously send letters to the department complaining about having been approved but never occupied the property. A significant number of beneficiaries do not have title deeds. A sizable number of houses are being rented out by relatives of the deceased beneficiaries, while the deceased children have been put out into informal settlements. Beneficiaries of deceased and the dependents do not have title deeds. A large number of beneficiaries have sold their houses to the other people and the purchasers are renting them out. There were houses that have not been occupied for more than a year. There were houses that were occupied by illegal immigrants. I don't think illegal immigrants. This illegal immigrants. Yeah, yes, possible. Servcon will be visiting each house owned by the department and obtain information about occupancy and the property status. Servcon has employed staff to go in each and every house checking ownership. Servcon is short and sweet to the party. Mm-hmm. I think this is Servcon's new mandate, actually. Because he's talking about nothing about that UCC upgrading they used to speak about.
Okay, can I just confirm, as you've been reading, I think you've been making certain corrections. And I presume then the secretary is picking those up.
Yes. Are you right? National Housing Finance Corporation. In 2006, the president in the city of Lakeland has announced NHFC will transform. NHFC interventions are multi-pronged, either facilitating or financing. NHFC in its interventions and programs will strive to ensure 1. Affordable principles, alleviation of asset poverty, borrower education, customized product, credit approach. NHFC strategic objectives were to achieve more effective delivery of housing finance, extend its reach, scope, coverage to lower end of the market, support the DNG strategy, explore, propose, and implement the optimal delivery. Explore, propose, and implement an optimal delivery vehicle for energy efficiency. Facilitate the development of new housing stock within the target sector, and complete and facilitate the efforts of the banking institutions to move into a lower income area, lower income arena for housing finance. The NHC has targeted the low to middle income earners with a household income of up to 15,000. The majority will be government employees and the professionals in public service, corporate staff, and self-employed. Those who may have learned but need finance to build houses. Those who may have learned but need finance to build homes. NHC has lending income of 84 million in 2007, an amount of 120 million in 2008. In 2007, projects approved by NHC not yet drawn down by clients were 247 and amount to 2,083 units. Applications declined were 240, which amount to 3,433 units. There were 133 applications in process and 195 and 1.975 units. See, if you look in terms of what the NHC approves and what they need, they're almost 50-50. You remember what they have approved, 247, and the units are that. What has been declined, 240, and the units are this. So it's like this, the need and the balance of resources we do. Are there any corrections, members, to what has been said? Something very clear about this, the role of NHC. It's supposed to have a new mandate, but it does say what is intended to do. But what it does in the outcome, you find this gray area around the NHC. So it will be important for us when we engage with NHC, when they come before us, to take this to account so that we can be able to check them. What have they done since last year up to now from what they are proposing to do? But what we have before us at the moment is not convincing that they are able to deal with the clientele that they think they are dealing with. What criteria they are using in choosing whom to give to, whom not to give to.
And second, Chairperson, I think the concern of the committee was their interest, though they seem not to be. They are disregarding that concern of the committee, really, because we have been raising since then, I don't know. But seemingly, NHC is disregarding whatever is being raised by the committee.
I suppose that we move members just to do the NHCS. We are almost done. I can see you are tired. Most unfortunately, these are all your institutions. It's not, dealing with minutes is a boring work, but you have to prepare to be done. Okay. Now we are doing NHCS. Oh, it's another one. Oh, stay with friends. NHCS. NHCS's vision is to be a world-class organization Okay, members, I'm reading what is written. Please, don't shoot the messenger. NHCS's vision is to be a world-class organization which protects housing consumers and regulates the home building industry. In 2006-2007 budget, home builders training was allocated 15 million and in 2007-2008 was 30 million. In his training, 17 million was allocated. In 2007, 7 million. Yo. Yo. What a dip. In, yeah. Total allocation for 2007 was 23 million. And in 2007, it was 37 million. NSDLC allocates budget for training in provinces. NSDLC's capital budget is 55 million, 0.6 million. The capital budget. Expansion benefits for NSDLC are grading students in budget and will be introduced in due course. Code of conduct for home builders is in place. Clarity was provided on definition of home builder versus owner builder. NSDLC would conduct investigation one. Alterations and additions, incomplete houses, 2007, lost deposits, misappropriated, investigate into a year cover for non-structural items such as rescue wiring, plumbing, and finishes. The energy agency has also negotiated with material suppliers to reduce costs, to extend warranty cover on measurable defects for a period of 10 years, to investigate a 1 or 2 year cover for poor workmanship, to prepare for conversion to an insurance scheme should the monopoly in the housing sector be terminated, to investigate possibility of obtaining international sponsor for youth training program in the country. I did read that. To extend warranty cover on measurable defects for a period of 10 years. Because I left that one out. Yes. In response to questions raised about the netting contractor who are always blamed for poor quality and also investigation of the house in George, Ms. Mahlobo told the committee that she did not have information about the George issue, but promised to get information and forward it to the committee. She informed the committee that emerging contractors were receiving training to capacitate themselves to deliver quality work, and HBC has a partnership with municipalities for tenders, but cannot dictate to the municipality to give those tenders to. In response to the question raised about NSDLC, who was without a board for some time, Ms. Mashobo told the committee that the CEO was working closely with the Minister of Housing and adhering to the Public Finance Management Act resolutions. The committee requested NSDLC to provide a simpler report on the construction of the housing quality in Matatiele, George House investigation report and results of the N2 Gateway project, to also provide a written report on gender and youth empowerment in rural areas. That is NHBRC.
The second and third paragraph, you raised eyebrows.
Okay.
When you read about the 17 million rand training reduced to 7 million. The next paragraph gives a total allocation. Now, it doesn't make sense there, and I suggest, because they talk about a total for 206.07 of 23.4, which means that 17 million should be 7 million, because the 7 plus the 16.4 will give us the 23. And then for 207.08, they talk about 30 and 7, which is correct, is 37 million. So I suggest that the committee secretary just investigate. It would appear that it is 7 in both years.
In both years, okay.
Can you tell us anything? Because there's nothing to do with it.
Funding on entryway unresolved, skill shortage, construction boom resulting in shortage of materials and reduced interest by service contractors, shortage of working capital to build finance projects, lack of well-developed relationship with certain municipalities and province. This registration as a VAT vendor equates to 35 million unrecoverable costs. Special corporate form still to be finalized. Okay. Is there any other thing that the VMC disagree with? Because it shows that Twitter didn't give us a report.
Okay.
Simple. In a nutshell, there was no report on Tbilisi last year. This year we're expecting a report on Tbilisi. Because we want to see if government gets value for money. And we know that in 2006, there was a lot of money that government allocated to Tbilisi. So we want to be convinced that that money is in good hands and is doing what is intended to. So we still don't have that report from Tbilisi. Okay. PHPT, Ushabango, PHPT has programs, activities in certain provinces such as Western Cape. We have never seen any in the Western Cape. KwaZulu-Natal, Eastern Cape, Northwest. In the Western Cape, PHPT has houses in Kuleni and Khayelitsha. PHPT, together with the Department of Local Government and Housing in the Western Cape, has signed a memorandum of understanding with Habitat for Humanity and Department of and Development Action Group to kickstart the project. The purpose was to pilot a new PHP delivery model. There were also children specialists as well in the Western Cape who were doing different projects. In case it ends, PHPT needs assessment research. A consultant, and the consultant was appointed, and 85 beneficiaries participated in the workshop. In 2006-2007, HPT was allocated 9.6 million, and had spent 9.6 million. On what? PHPT was challenged by people who leave the project and get employment elsewhere. Mr. Shabango told the committee that the interim board will function until closure of PHPT by the minister. The committee told PHPT that provinces mentioned in the hearings, the committee had that PHPT delivery is very slow. Mr. Shabango informed the committee that they have delivery models created to support and are sustainable PHP. Okay. I think it says Mr. Shabango informed the committee that they have delivery models created to support and sustain PHP projects. Okay. NGOs were supporting 12 projects that needed support centers. Teams were accountable to a well-developed NGO and report to PHPT. What do you say about PHPT, Nina? Hello, Bob.
I think the committee did comment on the size of the department, because the department was there, that seemingly they are not giving the support necessary to give support to PHP. So that was a comment from the committee. I think it has to also to appear.
Yes.
Ralph operates two as Gesa in rural areas. Ralph contributes to breaking new ground strategy. Ralph has 12 staff members. It charges 65% interest rate to its clients. In response to the question raised about domestic worker who was a client to Ralph, instead of benefiting from government subsidy, Mr. Fagazi reported that the client has been in the waiting list for too long, and hence decided to take a loan to improve her living condition. In the issue of having materials in place in further shops, he said that they are saving for the rural clients because the distance to town is costly and they also have to pay a lot of transportation. The community felt that RAF is not assisting rural communities correctly. The committee was of the view that RAF is unfair to charge poor people 65%. The committee was of the view that RAF is unfair in charging poor people 65% interest. The committee told RAF that there is a need to categorize its clients and those who qualify to benefit from government subsidy to be assisted through that process. Recommendation. Social Foundation needs, these are overall recommendations, so it's point 10 again. Social Foundation needs to provide synopsis to the committee of the progress made to date. CERCO needs to brief the committee for progress made, about the progress made in rectifying owners of occupied houses. NHBRC needs to submit reports about the house in George and the issue of Matadiele and Mount Elif housing programs. Tubesa needs to provide its organogram and the capacity they have as an institution and their approved budget. The Department of Housing is invited and brief the committee about the close of page 15. Members, those are the minutes of the housing institutions. They don't look very bright. They look bleaker than the year before. It doesn't mean that there's no work that's been done. But the participant of housing institutions by nature, they're very strange. They don't give clear reports. They're very elusive when they give reports. That's where the problem is. It's not that the work is not being done, but in terms of reporting, it's not convincing. They're adhering to their mandate. Not all of them, of course. Not all of them. Day by day is confusing in terms of the mandate of each one of them. Can you accept these minutes through the reflection of the engagement with them? With the amendments, Mr. Sherman?
Chair, just a comment.
Yeah.
And I know you've been saying it all along, but you know, if you look at the set of minutes, this is really a report in essence. On the, it's really a report of the committee, committee's own minutes of the public hearings with the housing issues. And if we have to take the 30 minutes and use it in our questioning of these entities in this coming budget process,
yeah,
this information here, we can, some of us are going to look very stupid or very silly when we ask some of these questions, because some of this information does not make sense.
Mm-hmm.
The way it's written honestly doesn't make sense. And so I'm just really raising, whilst we may want to approve these, but I think we need to really, it needs to be something that says that this is not a real reflection, because a lot of the stuff here doesn't make real sense. And we ourselves are not going to look good when we want to use this type of information to raise questions on the work that they've done this past year. So I just wanted to make that comment. Thanks, Chair.
Chair, yeah, I sort of feel pretty much the same way as Greg does. And I want to raise the point that you made earlier about annexures. When we've got a presentation of this sort, I mean, the institutions physically make a presentation, would it not be wise when it's our report that we actually use their presentation as the information given to us, and then add to that our questions and perhaps answers and recommendations? But then we've got the information as presented to us, rather than us trying to make a little bit of a rewrite what they've written.
Go a long way in really addressing that, because at least you'll have on record the true reflection of what has been said and what has been presented to the committee, and then ours will be anecdote in addition to what they've done in responding to the presentation we have. Members, is there any member who's opposed to that kind of an approach? I hope the committee section is listening, that the presentations before the committee should be taken as they are. And then in addition, the engagement with the committee is in addition to what has been presented. So that when we approve minutes, we approve the report given to the committee, and attached to it is the response of the committee to the report. In that way, we'll have a true reflection of what has been presented before us. Okay. Thanks, members. Okay. Can then we move to the minutes of the sub minutes of the 30th of May? Or you want a break? 5 minute break? Okay. It's a body break. When is the lunch?
1 o'clock.
Is it here? Oh. Body break, members. Okay. 5 minutes, not more. 5 minutes. Okay. 7. This one, when we were considering the Housing Consumer Protection Measures Amendment Bill, members, if you remember, the chairperson welcomed members and everybody present. She mentioned that the advert requesting the interested parties to submit return submission on the Housing Consumer Protection Amendment Bill of 2007, Bill 6 of 2007, went out on the 12th of May, and the due date of returning those submissions was on the 30th, of receiving those submissions on the 30th of May. Okay? She mentioned that the bill needs to be finalized by the committee so that it could be referred to the NCOP. In the event when there were no submitted, the chairperson then suggested that the committee must continue and peruse the ones that were received by the Department of Housing on November 2006 when they gazetted the bill for the public comment. Advocate Hoon, the federal advisor, told the committee that he went through the submissions received, and most of the comments in the submissions were considered by the department in drafting the amendments. Mr. Spain raised his concerns and proposed the following, to be taken into account by the department. In terms of Section 1, Clause 1, in terms of the definitions, with the addition of new definitions, which he supports, he suggests that the order of the definitions in the original bill be corrected. That is, the definitions must be in the alphabetical order for ease of reference. Okay? In Section 17, claims and recourse, Clause 8B, Subsection B in the proposed amendment. The amendment here proposed the substitute of Section 2, as shown in Clause 8 of the amendment. In addition to having the right to reduce any amount that may be expended, it is proposed that the Council, in exceptional circumstances, instead of having a defect rectified, make payment to the losing, sorry, to the housing consumer, in full and final settlement of any claim or refuse any claim. In this, Mr. Spain says that this proposed amendment was fundamentally flawed for the following reasons. The purpose of the bill is to protect the consumer when a new house is registered within the NHBRC. The builder, on behalf of the future owner, is taking out a warranty in good faith against future defects. When a claim is now submitted, the council NHBRC, in its wisdom, may refuse to pay any amount towards the rectification of the defect. Or worse, decide not to pay at all if they determine that the money is not expected to be available. Therefore, by approving this amendment, NHBRC is given a carte blanche to spend the funds as they see fit without having to be held accountable for making sure there are enough funds to cover the legitimate claims. I admit that this is a direct contradiction of the people's, of the spirit of the bill, and propose that the amendment be deleted. Section 22, review, arbitration, and appeal, clause 10 in the proposed amendment. Subsection 5, which is proposed to be added, makes allowance for the person to appeal against decision by the council. This appeal must be lodged within 1 month from the date which such decision was made known by the council. I submit that while this is acceptable, the proposed amendment does not specifically indicate that the decision has to be made known to the affected party. The council may very well make a statement to that effect after reaching their sub-decision, but does not guarantee that the decision may be conveyed to the affected party. We should therefore add after made known by the council to the affected party or individual. Secondly, there is no provision in this amendment for a stipulated time frame within which minister has to respond to such an appeal. I believe this is prudent to indicate a reasonable time frame, like with the lodging of the appeal, that the decision regarding the appeal should be made. These things can go on for indefinite period. Indefinite period, which can have a devastating effect on the cost of the repair 6 to 12 months later. The chairperson welcomes Mr. Stain's input, and she mentioned that they will be forwarded to the department. She also mentioned that on the 6th of June 2007, the Department of Housing will attend the meeting to finalize the bill. General, the chairperson mentioned that she communicated with the CEO of Energy Gas Minister Makhate about the George Housing issue, and he promised that his technical staff will forward the information regarding that house. On the issue raised about the future housing that will be built as 42 square meters by members, the chairperson's response was that there is no draft policy in place yet. The matter was supposed to be on the housing code that needs to be amended or reviewed. On international trips, it was mentioned that the committee will undertake a study tour to India during the Committee Oversight Week in September to October 2007. On oversight visits, the committee will visit Mpumalanga, part of the Western Cape, and Limpopo during the committee week, starting 31st to 30th of August, traveling by train from Cape Town to Johannesburg, then fly to Mpumalanga. It was also mentioned that Ntabiseng village in Limpopo be visited, as it has 4,000 houses built and left vacant, and some have done, and the municipality was denying access to communities. Management meeting will take place on the 6th of June 2007 at 9:30 before the committee meeting, and discuss on who is going to scout on those provinces to be visited. I don't know who's going to scout. Who's going to go before? We can't have a member of parliament being scouts. You said it. Okay, members, don't start with the end. Start at the other issues that have been raised before. Okay, members, if you understand, I think we were being briefed by the department on the consumer protection measurement deals, and the issues raised by Mr. Stain were accepted by the committee then, because, I mean, we felt that they were acceptable. I hope you still stand by that, members, because we are putting whether it's a true reflection of what we discussed on that day. Okay, it's accepted. Okay. So, Stain, is there any other thing that you think we're not reflecting what you said? Because I think the existence there is fairly clearly stipulated. Okay. Can we accept, members, the minutes as read? Okay. We are going to minutes of. Can we have a mover? And a seconder? Is it Snowman moved? Snowman moved? Supported by Master. Master. Okay, let's go to the minutes of the June. Huh? Are you saying? Can you just adopt them? And you must remember, this is not the first, it's only the first 10 sets of minutes. After this, we've got another 10 sets of minutes. Okay, you're playing. Let's move, finish up this one. Don't want you to be angry, but it's the reality. Okay?
When Jason, I propose to cancel this, because it's no quorum.
What's quorum? Okay, members. Oh, there were no quorum here?
Yeah, the only four.
So, where were you, all of you? And on me and myself too.
Apologies.
All of us with apologies. Yo. Can we just accept these minutes, even in our absence, that we're all absent? So we dispense with them. Yeah. Any mover? Six is a mover. Of present. And then Kinze, second. Yeah. Even this one, the same thing. There's lots of apologies. What's going on here? Oh, sorry. Oh, I thought this is okay. Okay. This, you remember this was a meeting that we had with Mbange, if those people remember. It was only me and Master. Master, let's move our minute. And you know, this was well publicized, right? Newspapers, remember? Yeah. We were there. Okay. Can you move, Master? Then I'll begin. Okay. Yes.
Chair, I'm glad these minutes were moved and seconded by you, Nohal. Because I think in anticipation of the floor crossing, I see Mr. Shiniman move to the DS.
Oh!
And the DS being adopted now.
Oh no, no! 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 No!
I respect it with my apology that you go there.
Yes, yes, your apology. Put the apology of Mr. Singh. Yes. No. It's you.
Well, it's a good thing that I've got to take an extra
appointment. No more now. And we go to the 25th of August. Remember this, if you remember, this was the meeting where we were dealing also with the Rental Amendment Bill. Okay? These meetings are very brief. The chairperson welcomed everyone present to explain to the committee that the focus of that day would be Rental Housing Amendment Bill. 2000 will take the route of public hearings as agreed in the last committee meeting. She reported to the committee that the public hearings will not take place on the 1st of September as was scheduled, but on the 11th of September. The committee envisaged then to consider and finalize both bills on the 14th of September. The committee on rental amendment bill would not, the committee said that the rental amendment bill would not be conducting public hearings, but you only consider return submission. Okay. Chairperson reminded members that the Department of Housing had briefed the committee on amendments. She explained that the amendments were aimed at addressing implementation problems that were encountered since the promulgation of the Rental Housing Act. She then went through the amendments clause by clause. They were very brief members, don't worry. The committee noted that the definition of unfair practice included both landlords and the tenant. The committee agreed to this clause. So I propose that this clause in section 4 that deals with bona fide be deleted, as proposed by the Department of Housing. According to section 9, the committee proposed that a team be sent to the tribunal to check, to the offices of the tribunal, to check the following: its composition, how they function in the absence of chairperson, and if it's chairperson, to do a comparison with other countries like Norway, Netherlands. We haven't got this report of the comparison. Mbali. To check their linkage in justice, of the sorry, justice system. You remember the linkage on rental housing? We assigned a researcher to check on the Norway, Netherlands comparison. Did you circulate it to members?
Yes.
Okay, just fine, okay. I think you did copy it and left it in that room, but they were not circulated. So that's V27. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, V27, I remember that. Okay. You complained why Corridor did not circulate it. I remember that day. To check their linkage with the justice system, okay? To compare them with other tribunals in other sectors. Amendment to section 18 needed to be reworked and redrafted. Section 15 gives powers to the Minister of Housing under the Principal Act, where all powers were vested with the MEC. The committee proposed that the cultural committee and standing committee be inserted and be consulted by the minister or MEC. Section 16, the chairperson explained that the clause prevents the landlord from unlawfully locking out of tenants or shutting off basic utilities. Okay. The chairperson explained that the bill was not completed yet. Members need to familiarize themselves with the legislation. He reminded members that there were three sections that required further discussion. That is Section 9, Section 13, and Section 15 of the Act. The committee recommended that, 1, that Section 9, Section 13, Section 15 be fleshed for clarity from the National Department of Housing. Secondly, to pay a visit to the housing, we already said that. To compare, we did that. So those were the stress members. But put it as a separate point from those points, as point 2, for example, to be the recommendation. Members, do you agree with the reflection of the discussion on that day? Agree?
Mm-hmm.
Agree. So a mover? Here's a second that Mr. Singh. Let's then go to minutes of September. September, yeah. This one's on the 4th of September. Okay. In attendance, you agree with apologies, absences, attendance. There's not a well-attended meeting. Mr. Modi, Special Advisor Minister to the Minister, and Mr. Osman, Chief Director for Housing Institution, National Department of Housing. No, I can't really attend it. Opening and welcome. The chairperson welcomes everyone present. She reminded members that the committee invited the Department of Housing to clarify, that we were taking up what you said earlier on, to clarify Section 9, 13, and 15 of the Rental Housing Amendment that were fleshed from the previous meeting. She informed the members that the Department of Justice and Constitutional Affairs was also invited to address the committee about the challenges they face in implementing orders from the tribunal. Due to other commitments, they were unable to attend, but only on the 12th of September. Section 9, Clause 2. Ms. Lufundo, State Law Advisor, informed the committee that the amendment was technical, that the clause was not amended, but was repositioning because it was incorrectly placed in the principal act. So we didn't have a problem with that because it was just a technical amendment. And as far as clause 13 is concerned, the committee proposed that in the absence of both the chair and the deputy members of the tribunal present to elect among, they are to elect among themselves an acting chairperson to preside. The committee urged department and civil advisor to sort the amendment, and by the time they appear again, everything should be sorted out, including the wedding as well. The chairman emphasized that this section was the teeth of the bill. She mentioned that there were orders that were granted by the tribunal and to be implemented by courts. She wanted to know whether the Department of Justice was consulted to perform that duty. Nguyenya proposed to the committee that they have consulted with the Department of Justice regarding the matter. It has indicated that they need to consult with quality assurance and ensure enforcement and consult all the cluster heads. So propose that the clause 11, subsection 8 be deleted. The department's general advisor agreed to the amendment. As far as section 15 is concerned, the committee suggests that in section 6, subsection 8, to delete the relevant and to read standing for portfolio committees. A request was also made for clarity in amendment of section 5, 3, clause D, I don't know what it is, on the issue of receipts by landlords after payment has been made by a tenant. The recommendations were as follows. The committee suggested that the department and civil advisor should consult one another and sort the amendments. Consideration of the bill by the committee. The chairperson explained the aim of the bill Oh, still on the same part? Okay. The chairperson explained the aim of the bill and to regulate the social housing. The chairperson explained the aim of the bill is was to regulate, which you have left W there, that is, was to regulate the social housing sector and to ensure the affordable rental housing for households that were unable to access rental housing on an open market. The committee went through the bill chapter by chapter. In chapter 1, the committee felt that it needed to have more clarity on the following definitions. These agreements need to have time frames, the criteria of low to medium household, the suffering zone, approved projects, the blowback to the builder sector. Chapter 2, the committee felt that the bill needs to emphasize that breaking new ground was approved, was the approved house that needs to be built as the BNG house instead of the house described by the housing code. The role of NHFC corporation as a housing that needs to be clarified more. The committee wanted to know the lending percentage on loans by the NHFC and also the way in which NHFC was going to regulate its interests. The committee resolved that it needed more time to deliberate on the bill as it was a groundbreaking that needed more engagement. More time was needed to tighten all loopholes so that the product that the committee comes up with can stand the test of time. The committee felt that the department needed to clarify three critical areas before it could pass legislation. One, whether NHFC was equipped to assume the new responsibility as a housing bank, to give relevant details to the community as far as that is concerned. Secondly, the phasing out of the social housing foundation and the phasing in of the proposed social housing regulatory agency, as there was no clarity on the matter. Thirdly, the special purpose vehicle was that was meant to assist the department in obtaining land for building houses. The committee wanted to know how far the process is of bringing about this legislation was. If there will be no land to build affordable houses, what would then happen to the bill? But if its members the deliberation members, is there any correction that you need to? Oh, yes, you're right. Yeah, it's the issue of the researcher is looking at the question of whether it's select committees or standing committees. I think standing committees in at the legislature level, select committees at the NCOP level. So it's correct, select committees. Control committees and select committees, that's fine. And those committees, okay. Is there any? Yes, ma'am.
Chair, just in terms of corrections, on page 3 of this set of minutes where we under the social housing bill,
yes.
I just want to propose there that where we've got chapter 1, the committee felt that it needed to have more clarity on the following definitions. If we just delete the word definition, because the items that the bullet points that follow is not just definitions. The first one and the last one is something in addition to definition. So we just delete the word definition.
Okay.
And then under recommendations, the second sentence, and I think you specifically said that, Chair, as it was a groundbreaking piece of legislation that needed more engagement. Not so we add the word piece of legislation.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. With those amendments, members, can we accept, can we move for adoption of this minute? I don't see any movers. Shakers or members. Mr. Chen moving Mangere, accepting it, supporting, let's move them to the minutes of the 5th of September. Hey, my panel likes this one. It's about Sawi. Women in construction. Women in construction.
You don't believe it.
The chairperson has come, everyone present, to inform the committee that it's about time to listen to challenges faced by the PHP in the Western Cape. The committee received submission from the following stakeholders: South African Women in Construction, Development Action Group, Timberlake Housing Project, Rainbow Housing Project, Amazing Death Housing Project, PHP New Rest, Southern Homeless People Federation, City of Cape Town. Ms. Anne Kweyer, Provincial Chairperson of South African Women in Construction Western Cape, informed the committee that SAWIC is a national organization that was established by late Minister Stroud, funded by Development Development Bank of South Africa. He informed the committee that SAWIC is represented in all provinces. She presented SAWIC's mandate and vision to the committee. She informed the committee that SAWIC used to focus on gap houses, but is also associated in PHP. SAWIC also had partnership with various government departments, municipalities and stakeholders. NITA still is one of the stakeholders that were assisting in training people in alternative ways of building. SAWIC has participated in the construction of 25 houses built by women for women, but by women for women on the 16 days of activism in the Middle East. Ms. Kweyer informed the committee that Minister of Housing, Ms. Sisulu, announced that those women who volunteered in building were then became a company, were then formed. Who volunteered in building houses were then became a company. Can't have people becoming a company, man. That English is very wrong. Yeah, then formed a company. A CEO was still needed to run the company. Questions of clarity. Whether SAWIC encourages job creation, how was it assisting the poor people? The committee wanted to know the relationship between SAWIC and PHPT. The committee wanted to know how big was SAWIC because the presenter was focusing only on the Western Cape. The committee wanted an explanation on 200 women volunteers. Why did SAWIC shift its focus on gap housing? The committee wanted to know whether SAWIC was a group of companies. Responses from SAWIC. Ms. Kweyer informed the committee that they had 23 youth contractors in the province who were building in Delft. They have 4 disabled persons, 1 on IT side. She informed the committee that SAWIC does not have any relationship with PHPT. She explained that on the nearest project, we're supporting other women. They were there to support other women. The 200 women supported by volunteers were then awarded a company by the minister, and the department wanted to keep the capital. She further, I think the department wanted to keep the human capital. She further explained that due to the big number, they were to be divided into smaller groups and have a CEO to monitor their performance. The committee engaged the PHP and the committee engaged with the PHP and listened to their challenges as far as housing survival was concerned. Rainbow Housing, Tembelise, Museum, those are the ones. The committee had presentation from Tembelise led by Sikelwa Mbenjani. Rainbow led by Doris Wade and using the group led by Mavis Ndlovu. PHPT New Rest led by Vuyiswa Ndlalankulu. Suppose about Ndlalankulu. The following were the most critical issues raised by the organization. One, there were unavailability of land due to lack of funds, access to housing subsidy, review of existing financial models. Through engagement and deliberation with PHP, with the presence of City of Cape Town, in the presence of City of Cape Town, the province and nation, the committee was informed that the city and the province had created a directorate that would focus on PHP. DEC informed the committee that they were a non-profit organization focusing on housing settlement and upgrading urban development. It was working throughout South Africa to end poverty and promote integrated urban environment and communities. It had built more than 2,500 houses, had managed to attract assistance from private sector, and had unblocked projects and subsidies. Its challenges included the need for grants and financing, setting of policies and procedures around traditional and managed principles, people's housing sources. South African Homeless People Federation. Mr. McDonald gave a brief report, brief history of the Federation. She informed the committee that they started in 1991. It was formed nationally by people staying in backyards, in informal settlements, and in hostels. She informed the committee that they managed to save 1.3 million under Lobana account in San Jose. Each group had its own account before it was supported by Jack and Michelle.
The Federation became independent
and it has a national office in Cape Town. The Federation has identified three grassroots, Vosintunja in Stock Road with 821 sites, in Woodlands 465 sites, at Pumlane 218 sites, innovated by various ministers. It had 100 houses built with a communal toilet. There was no infrastructure and 447 job structure were needed. Briefing by the City of Cape Town of Housing. Okay. Mr. Matsuka gave a brief overview of the committee. Mr. gave a brief overview to the Committee on Housing Delivery Projects, its aim, objectives, and progress. He informed the committee that the department aimed at assisting low-income earners to build houses and upgrade urban development. He stated the achievements over the past few months and what the department was aiming to do over the forthcoming months. He stated that they were unable to assist the Pumlane project as it was built in private land, and that was why there was no bus infrastructure. The committee recommended that the National Department of Housing should investigate problems in projects, including securing of subsidies and project approval status. Houses built with no infrastructure linkages. Identify what are the linkages of this project which we can fund. Visit projects and investigate issues further towards resolving the problems in the project, specifically the issue of land. Clarity on the relationships and arrangements between the role players. Investigate the situation of South African Housing People's Federation projects, specifically Victoria Mfande Village, Ekuphumuleni, and the report back, and to report back to the committee on how the issues in the project could be resolved. Okay. You remember this was an interaction with this project after the visit we had at Philippi. So we tried to get a briefing from all the stakeholders. But what I don't see here is the presentation made by those women. You remember that, because this is, you remember we had the women from Usenbeck. They spoke, Cambridge, they spoke. I don't share their input here. Yes, said they summarized. You cannot summarize in such a way that you don't even hear what they put before the committee. Because I think one of the reasons why the meeting was convened also is because we were approached by the women from Musenberg, from Sea Point, from these other places. So their concerns needed to be dealt with, because we did deal with the concerns of Philippi. So more or less wanted to hear what the challenges facing those people. They even said that they had Pam Golding who was prepared to help them.
The employers.
So
they
wanted
to compare from the rest of the process, not
the employer. Do you want to say something?
I'm just thinking, if you're saying there's, and I agree with you, there's quite a lot of content missing on this one.
On this one, yeah.
Then perhaps this one at this stage should be referred back.
Yeah. Mm. sensitive people. Yeah, but it's going that side. Okay, members, let's move over to. But if one of the going to use, which for members? Do you remember good? Oh, can you pay for lunch in one book? You should sit down inside. Just sit down.
Can you adjourn or you want
to go ahead? I want to go to the college.
You're tired. I think it's adjourned.
Well.